back to another episode of the Freedom Train Podcast Series. I am Joseph Ward, and he is Patrick Urban. We're bringing this info, this podcast, this infotainment, this bust your head open stuff right here on the Freedom Train Network at www.freedomtrainradio.com. What it look like? What it look like, P.A.T.?
We some head busters.
Yeah, I remember that. Killer bounce. Anybody grew up in Tallahassee in the late 90s, early 2000s, when you went to the club, crump music, you were bounce. Mm-hmm. That's how it went. You better know, better be tough. You're going to get in there, or you're going to get elbowed. Mm-hmm. Man, everything good with you, though?
Yeah, man. Everything good, like two killer whales chasing the seal.
Hey, man, you getting ready for your second favorite holiday after St. Patrick's Day? 4th of July. Yeah, that's your favorite. That's your second favorite.
No, I think that holiday is anti-Semitic.
Proud be American.
Do you think about it?
That's
the 4th of July. Yeah, hey. It's not a good holiday.
But
right. See, hey, I'm on it, man.
Dad jokes. Hey, man, remember. Free to Train Podcast Series brought to you by PAX Inc. That's PACTSINC. And PAX Inc. is a black development organization aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential through a focus on education and economics with the traits of hard work, honesty, and integrity. For more information, make sure you visit the website at www.pactsinc.org. That way you can learn more about the organization. You can view their code of conduct, learn how to become a member or a donor, how to get involved in their initiatives, and check out their learning center. So all you got to do is go to the website, and on the site, you'll see something that says Amazon Smile. You can click on Amazon Smile, and it'll take you to the Amazon Smile website. What's that, Willie? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what Amazon Smile is. It's a program that links Amazon shoppers, Amazon, and nonprofit organizations. So you sign up through AmazonSmile.com. You get to pick one or several nonprofit organizations that you want to support. And every time you make a purchase, a portion of your proceeds will go to that organization. So you're getting your shop on and getting your help on all at the same time, which is making you smile. Bam. Amazon Smile. Need to go ahead and give us that.
I was just going to say, you need to get paid for that.
Yeah, we need to get the Amazon Smile sponsorship. We're going to hit them. We're going to clip that out and send that to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pay your home. We got enough people checking it out. So check us out. Hey, man. So you ready to get into this?
Is one ever ready?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. All
right. So let's pass. Oh, yeah. And this episode, this you don't have to really put your thinking cap all the way on. We're having some fun this week, so. But as a young lady that went viral, and her name is Blue Jasmine, and the original name is eight at the table is the podcast. She was on this podcast, and the title of the episode is My Ex Still Pays My Bills. Now, this episode is dedicated to the men. The title of it is Simping Ain't Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes us fellas got to talk to us fellas.
Yeah, so.
Because some of us dudes be out here wilding. And I think this is the case with Buddy. Even though Buddy got money, Buddy out here wilding.
Mm-hmm.
So, Blue Jasmine is on this episode, and they're talking about her situation with her ex-boyfriend and her current boyfriend. So her ex-boyfriend makes exponentially more money than she does. 6, 7, 8 figure range. She's not there. She, according to her, within the last 5 to 6 months of their relationship, he leased an apartment and leased a Benz and allowed her to use it. They broke up and he's still allowing her to use it. She now has a new boyfriend. According to her, they've been in that relationship for over a year, and her boyfriend are living in the apartment the other guy's paying for and driving around in the car the other guy's paying for. According to her, her boyfriend is cool with it, and the dude with the money is cool with it. So she blew up from that clip. Well, yeah, she went viral from that clip. So she ended up on the Kevin Samuels show. So her and Kevin Samuels having a conversation. He's asking questions. She's answering questions. So her mindset is basically women should get girlfriend alimony. Because you was a girlfriend. He was asking about what does she really contribute to the men that she's with in the businesses. So she was saying that last couple of boyfriends that she was with who made a good amount of money, they made more money while they was with her. Mm-hmm. But then Kevin asked her, well, basically, do you provide a critical component to any business that these guys had running? Are you critical to the business's failure or success? And she said no. Make you raise your eyebrow. But also, she said she can't afford to pay for the apartment and the car. So we'll come back to that. But ultimately, she's saying the guy's cool with it. She's cool with it. The boyfriend's cool with it. And if at ever any point he wants to take it, she's going to fight him for it and will even get violent and have some people come after him. She's saying women deserve at least she's saying specifically, if you're a dude that got money, man, you put a girl in another lifestyle after y'all break up. If y'all break up, especially if she didn't do nothing wrong, if y'all break up, you owe her 3, but preferably 6 months of palimony, girlfriend alimony, because you was with her. So Kevin was like, all right, well, let's add this up. She was saying basically the dude dude would owe her about $36,000 to $43,000. So they added it up, and just from the amount that he's paying from the condo that she's staying in, it's over $84,000 has been spent. So that's well past her limit, and we're not even counting the money from the car. But ultimately, she's saying, really, I'm not letting this go until I want to let this go. And Buddy gonna keep paying for it, because he gonna keep paying for it. So as I'm watching that, I know a lot of people going in on her, and we're gonna come back to her, but we're focusing on dudes with this one. So I saw a range of facial expressions as I was explaining. No, I'm just laying the groundwork so people know what we're dealing with. So I saw a range of facial expressions from you. What's on your mind, partner?
Well, that's a lot. That's a lot to dive into. That's a lot for a situation to be going on. We've been having these conversations for a while. Let me start here. Let me start with familiar territory, because that whole thing over there, it's a lot going on over there. You know what? It ain't no other way to say it. We didn't like glorify simping and treating women like princesses and not holding people in general accountable for a while now. And now we're in a situation where it's kind of like two different things happening with black men, right? With men in general right now. And it's almost like there's a fight going on between the men who have a lot of resources and the men who don't. because the men who have a lot of resources don't mind if a chick is only with them for their resources. So they'll spend money and they'll do, in my opinion, this is silly shit, like what's going on in this scenario. Simpin. Because it ain't no, yeah, it ain't no sweat off their back. They got it. They don't care about how they're setting a standard that is going to be impossible
for others to
follow. And they don't care about the fact that now they're grooming a generation of men and women who are going to think that it's okay for a man to be in a relationship with somebody that only sees him as a paycheck, not as a human being, or that doesn't care about him as a human being, or that is very transactional in their dealings with him.
The simping is definitely messing the market up, but it's setting unrealistic expectations for a lot of women, especially Black women, being that only 5 to 6% of Black men are in that range. So most Black women won't get a chance to get to those men or get that right. Dude. So, but the small percentage of the ones who are out there, like you're saying, the ones who are out here simping, because you got simps with money, and you got simps that don't have money, you got simps in the middle. It's simping all around. You know, right. The overall message I'm saying is simping, y'all got to stop. You have to stop pedestalizing somebody just because they look good or just because the sex is good. That's not a reason to pedestalize anybody, whether you male or female, but specifically for these dudes, like, where's Hank Hill when you need him? The hell, Bobby? Like, bro, come on, man. Like you say, you can't really be mad at her or the dude. Like, what they doing, it's not cool. I wouldn't do it. You wouldn't. Right. You wouldn't expect somebody with character to do what they're doing. But at the same time, hey, if the dude gonna be silly enough to allow that to happen, I mean, are they really wrong? I don't think they, because what she's saying is, she said specifically that she was upfront with Buddy about everything. So if that's true, I don't see, she's not wrong, her and the dude not wrong if dude is okay with doing that, but the dude, like really, bro, you out here looking silly. She don't respect him. And she keeps using the word friend. Friend, friend, friend. Buddy, this is my friend. This is my friend. This is my friend. This relationship is totally transactional, and it's filled with privilege and all entitlement, right? Because on one end, you're saying, this is my friend, and this is what friends do for people. But on the other end, you're not willing to do that for him, and you can't do that for him. And if he wants his stuff back, she says she's going to call the goon. She's willing to fight him physically for his stuff. Now she said like the stuff is in his name. So on the show with Kevin, you know, he was trying to explain to her legally she has no real right to the stuff. So he can move her out if he want. But the fact that this whole situation exists got me scratching my goddamn head. Like,
yeah, I mean, I can't be, like you said, you can't really be mad at her for doing what she's doing. Now, the only grievance I have with the young lady is that she's willing to fight him if he wants his stuff back, and that's supposed to be her friend. That whole thing don't work out well.
But
like, I mean, let's be honest. Like, look, man, dudes got to draw the line in the sand. And you're hearing a lot of dudes in the manosphere nowadays, and the red pill community is blowing the fuck up right now. Not just the manosphere, the red pill community is blowing up. Yeah. A lot of people, for those of you that don't know the difference, the red pill community is the people that are really like not wanting to fuck with women.
Yeah, they don't. The red pill ain't the Kevin Samuels lane. They don't rock with women at all. They have, the red pill are like, we're going to war with women.
Yeah, but to be clear, because I know the first complaint people want to launch at them is they gay. No, they're not gay. They just fed up. They tired. They could use a bunch of different words. And I ain't even saying you got to agree with them or disagree with them. I'm not red pill. But that being said.
But this situation, I mean, hey, we see how red pills are created.
Right.
But the dude still got to take 50% of that. Now, my other gripe with her is the idea that because I was your girlfriend and you put me in this lifestyle, you owe me a 3 to 6 month time period to get my stuff together. All right, but no. Within this 3 to 6 month period, you got another boyfriend that you done had over a year. So she's very selfish and entitled. Those are my biggest gripes with her, like the idea that she expects that, her entitlement, and then the fact that she's willing to fight for it. She doesn't know how to be a friend at all. She know how to use people, but she don't know how to be a friend.
Right. I would agree with that. And so where I sit on it is, look, as men, right, we talking to men. Most of the complaints we have about women were created by other men. Let's be honest about that. Yeah. Like, we got it. Like, so if we want to point the finger, and this is where I was going with the manosphere thing. Because a lot of dudes in the manosphere do still want to be with a woman. But the manosphere is really about trying to figure out how to become the best man you could be, period.
Right. Right.
Teaching the lessons that your daddy never taught you. That's at least what it was when I was checking into it. But we got to be honest. One of the lessons that is still absent is we want to hold women accountable, which we should, and we should be able to. But at the same time, we got to be able to check other men for doing shit that disrupts the market.
Right.
And that's right. The part that's missing. It's a lot of Joe, we've had this conversation before. Most of the celebrities and entertainers and super rich people that I see out there, they doing some real simpish type shit.
They be doing real simp stuff.
Yeah, the keep a woman who feels now entitled to wealth that they did not help them build. Like that, like it's one thing if you married to a woman, when y'all got married or when y'all got together, you was dead broke. And then you built wealth over a period of time and she was there rocking with you the whole time. That's one thing. It's a totally other thing if you start dating somebody who already got money and then y'all break up a couple years later, never got married, never really did anything. You're not entitled to any of his wealth. You're not entitled to anything this man has built.
Well, yes. But when the behavior of like Buddy got, we're going to call him Buddy Rowe. We're going to call him Buddy Rowe. So when you behave out here behaving like Buddy Rowe, you build the entitlement. You build the audacity in the people. You and I have had unique experiences, even though we grew up in a small town. But we've seen a lot. Mm-hmm. And we've mm-hmm. seen both men and women. I know dudes who had women, like I've literally seen it, have women bring them their whole paychecks. And I've seen women have dudes bring them their whole paychecks and accept just enough to barely pay their bills back while the other person blows it. So simping been going on both sides, and simping disrupts the market. Simping creates unrealistic expectations for the average person. Because everybody not really gonna get that chance like that. That's not gonna happen. And so through the mediums of social media now, you got some people seeing that and like, okay, well, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. This is how it's supposed to interact. Like, we're not supposed to be trying to use each other. Like, damn, for our community specifically, we shouldn't be out here trying to get over on each other. We should be out here. Our main goal should be healthy relationships and cooperation, not toxic relationships and trying to get over on each other. That's bullshit.
But that's where you have this conversation about hypergamy. which, you know, is a conversation we need to have as a community. But the fact of the matter is, right now, and I'm trying to stay away from a lot of the other issues, because we do need to have a discussion man to man. And man to man, I don't think it should matter how much money you make. You know, I've earned a whole lot of money in my life at various points. I've earned a very little amount of money in my life at various points. But none of that changed the way I moved as a man. And none of that changed the way I moved with regards to other people in my circle, either romantically or platonically or anything like that. And I think one of the problems we're running into is the fact that a lot of simps and bitch boys wind up with a lot of money later on in life. And I don't give a fuck if you are the star athlete and you become a superstar on the football field. Yeah, you can still be a simp. You can still be a fuck boy. You can still be a bitch. You know what I'm saying? And I don't care if dude was a nerd on the block or whatever the case might be. He could be a nerd, a geek, and everything else. That don't mean that he's a simp or a fuck boy or a bitch or anything like that. So I think one of the key problems is, as a community, we've grown to look up the fuck boys. A lot of the people we celebrate nowadays are on some whole shit. They on some fuck shit. And like, we gotta just speak it raw, because that's what it is. They on some fuck shit, doing some fuck shit, participating in fuck shit, glorifying fuck shit, and causing other people to look up to the fuck shit that they shitting out.
I mean, but the fuck shit look flashy. It look good. It looks successful. It's the American dream. Right, because a lot of times we don't realize what it took for a lot of the fuck shit to happen. Right, like, we're just looking behind the scenes. It looked nice. We see the glitz and the glamour. We don't know what all happened. And like you said, being successful, it hurt me to learn this as I grew. But being successful at something don't mean, like, as a person or as a member of a community, that you're an asset. You might be an asset to a certain franchise that own you or own your likeness and your name and your image, but overall to your community, you're a total liability. You're useless. And when a man becomes useless to his community, he's a useless man, period.
Right.
But it's like, you know, you know, not telling nobody how to spend their money, not doing these things, but you to willingly allow somebody to use you is stupid to me. I don't get it. I don't be like, okay, I'm cool with being used by this girl and her boyfriend. What? Because it's like, if you go back and listen to her with Kevin Samuels, listen to her contradict herself and just not be able to fully articulate the point, because it's really stuck on, this is what I want to do, and this is what's going to happen. And if you try to take this, you got to go to war. I'm willing to fight you for your stuff, because I'm your friend. But Buddy's cool with this.
I think that speaks to the damage that is prevalent in a lot of black males, especially ones that are wealthy. A lot of these men are damaged. A lot of these men are really no good beyond the paycheck. And because they no good beyond the paycheck, all they really have to offer is a paycheck. They really don't have anything else of any substance to give. They made a lot of money, and that's what they bring to the table, is their money. If you want time, if you want emotional stability, if you want any other sort of support, anything like that, a lot of these dudes can't give it to you. And I'm speaking knowing some of these dudes, not all of them, of course, but I do know more than a few dudes that make decent money. And they can't give that. One, they can't give it because, as is common knowledge now, they working too goddamn much.
Right.
They spend all their time working to really be invested in anything else but making money. But even the ones that do have time, because they not spending all their time working, they feel like all they have to bring to the table is their paycheck, because their paycheck is so monumental. So it speaks to the damage. And then it speaks to even the low self-esteem and the idea of self-worth and the lack of appreciation for the amount of work that you're putting in, that you would say it's easier to just let her have $100,000 a year with somebody else than to deal with the fight she's going to give me if I try to take it.
Take my stuff.
That, like that, but that's a weak-minded individual. That's a brain. That's somebody that needs therapy. That's somebody with low self-esteem. You know right. what I'm saying? That's somebody right. with issues.
Now that's real. Like your self-esteem, like you have the leverage. Like leverage. Talking about leverage, you have the financial leverage. You have the real. You got the real leverage, because the body. The body is only as valuable as the person who's giving it value at that time. The woman, the man, the person, high person. Because, like, she might be gorgeous to that guy. She's not an ugly person. I can see she's a nice-looking young woman. But I wouldn't call her fine. And I wouldn't spend money on her like that. Like, she's just not visually appealing to me like that. But to him, she might be the baddest thing he's ever seen. But that alone is not a reason to pedestalize somebody. Okay, she gave you some good sex. That alone is no reason to say, hey, you know what? Since you find your sex good, I'm just going to let you drag me through the mud. Because, hey, my self-worth, my self-esteem, my self-image, who cares? Drag me through the mud. What?
Right. Like, nah, that's what we're dealing with, though. Because, look, the perks of being with me are what you get when you with me. If we not together no more, ain't that what, you know, people always saying? The reason why men don't get married, because you give them all the perks of being married. But yeah, you know, I disagree with all that dumb shit. But the fact of the matter is, if we together, you get the benefits of being with me. The moment we break up, guess what you don't have no more? Because we not together no more. So I think, but this goes into a larger conversation we have, where men are raised and bred to believe by other men as well as women that all they are is a checking account for women. All they bring to the table is support and protection. And really the support is financial support. Because they'll be quick to tell you, if you need emotional support, go talk to your girlfriends. You know, if you need any other support outside of financial support, people are quick to say, that's what you got friends for. You don't go to your man for that, which is the silliest thing in the world for me. But then when it comes to men and being a man and manhood, our support is basically non-existent, because the box is so narrow that if you try to exhibit signs of anything other than being a robot that makes money, people start looking at you like you soft.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing too. It's like, you'll create the dudes that we say are the worst are being created over and over and over and over and over because of the people's unrealistic and dumbass ideas about what masculinity should be according to them and they dumbass ideas, right? Yeah. So nah, real men don't show emotion. Real men work themselves to death. Real men should always have money. Real men should take care of this. Real men should take care of that. Real men. All the burden is on you. Even though all the burden on you, you still can't. Don't you show no emotions. You can't. Don't you be human now. What's wrong with you being human? Showing all these goddamn emotions and stuff. All right, I am only what I can trip, what I can make. That's all I am. So now I'm out here and no emotions and, oh, you a fuck boy, you this, you that, you existing through your money, you this. Well, make your mind up. You want a human being or you want a robot? What do you want? Can't have both.
Right. And now we're in a situation where the market price for dick is in the trash. And that ain't women's fault. That's men's fault. Because we willing to sling our dick to anything willing to accept it. A lot of dudes.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I didn't contribute to devaluing dick. I ain't gonna lie. I have.
Right. So, but, and so, you know, that's where I'd be like, look, I got four kids. I didn't have sex before. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, like, a woman that looks sexually appealing is nice, but it ain't enough to throw me off my space because I didn't have sex before. And I know what it's going to be like the moment we finish.
You lying. You had sex?
Yeah, man. You know, what? unlike seemingly a lot of dudes out here, seemingly.
A lot.
You let a girl with a fat ass walk by, these dudes act like they ain't never seen a butt before.
A lot of dudes be acting like they've never seen a woman naked before, like they've never had sex before.
Right.
Like I've never given them attention before. And it's like,
right. But they then, about to
break
but then,
down for that.
But then they get mad at women who feel like they can control men through their sexual prowess and their physical bodies. I mean, well, bro, that's what that's
they
what
can. They can't, right. and women are, and you, we're still looking at the dudes like, man, what the hell y'all out here doing, man? Stop playing yourself for a fool just to be like, hey, man, she at least let me smell it, or she talked to me, or she let me buy her something. Like, you know, like we was in college, the hustle was, for a lot of girls, the hustle was, you know, get the dude, you know, he's a nice dude, and especially if he got a car, his job is to drive you and your friends around.
Right.
Managed to see cats doing that. Cause two things like that with that piss me off that we talk about with the college students that we come in contact with is, guys, stop doing that. Stop being the taxi, the free taxi for these girls that you have no chance at. And girls, stop letting y'all ragged ass boyfriends drive y'all goddamn cars around while you at school making something out of yourself and he around just doing whatever in your goddamn car. It's simping on both ends.
Oh yeah.
We got to stop. It has to stop. Like, we have to, yeah. You have to stop catering to no good people who are just draining you. It's not okay to allow people to fucking just drain you and everything you bring to the table. You're sitting there working your ass off to be the best version of yourself. You're just allowing them to drain you because of the physical appearance or the sex or an idea that you have.
Right. And it definitely goes on both ends, but I'm still talking to the men.
Right. Well, I wanted to make sure we a full understanding of what I'm saying. But yeah, dedicated to the men.
Yeah, because men are out here fucking up. And not at no point in time am I ever going to say the complaints or the arguments or the issues men have with women are invalid. They are very valid. And we've all experienced those issues. And I know a lot of people don't like to think of the idea that a man could actually be a victim of a horrible partner in a relationship. But yes, it happens. But the fact of the matter is, 9 times out of 10, she is the way she is because another dude
somebody put up co-signed
it. Co-signed it.
I tell people all the time. So let's say I encounter, there's 10 girls I'm going to encounter within this year, right? Or the first 10 girls I encountered, like in relationships and sexual stuff. So the first 9 girls let me treat them like shit. Let me talk to them in the kind of way. Let me do whatever. I've now been conditioned for the short period of time to believe that this is how women get down, so I could do whatever. I meet young lady number 10. She ain't down with that stuff. I'm looking at her like something wrong with you. Why you not on the same page? The last 9 girls I was messing with was down with this. Well, what's wrong with you? That person has been conditioned to be a dick. We out here conditioning people to be dicks.
Yeah, we are conditioning them to be what they are and then getting mad at them for being what we told them it was okay to be. And that did, like, even with the Instagram, with the Twitter, like, I'm hardcore with it, man. And I think more men need to be hardcore with it. My attention is worth something. I'm not even going to give you a goddamn Instagram like. You know what I'm saying? Like my attention is, and I'm not saying it's wrong with dudes giving Instagram likes or tweet likes or the tweet likes, or, you know, I ain't really big on social media like that no more, but I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with dudes doing that. But what I am saying is, you got to keep in mind that when that girl posts that butt naked ass picture of herself up and she get 500 likes, what message is being sent? especially when she follows that up with maybe a post of her reading the book or something, and that shit get no attention. Hey. What message are we sending the women about what's valuable?
Well, look, isn't that one of the main complaints that people just across social media have? If I post something sexy, highly entertaining, stupid, funny, whatever, but especially sexy, it's gonna get a lot of attention. Post something that seems like it's worthy, it's something that's good for us, and not that much attention. Like I done gone through Instagram lately. I'm just unfollowing motherfuckers. Like I done got to a point, like I love sex and I love vaginas, but I'm tired of seeing these goddamn girls' prints. I was telling somebody that earlier today, like, damn, I'm tired of seeing prints. I'm tired of
printing it up.
And all this, like, can y'all just take regular fucking pictures? But it's not their fault.
No, they're doing what they've been conditioned to do.
We setting the environment for that. We setting the tone for that. We're letting them know that, hey, your being half naked, it's really what matters. Your looks is what really matters. Yes, that might be what attract us, but that's not what keep us. But a lot of y'all weak ass dudes, that's really what keep y'all.
Yeah,
look, think about it. You're asking these women, you've seen plenty of videos asking these women, what you bring to the table? I am the table. This pussy, all these, you want to know why? Because that's how they've been living, these dudes, to set the standard for that. So they keep saying, so you can't get mad at them for not really having a real answer for what they bring to the table. But shit, they not being asked to bring nothing real to the table because they got this dude that's cool with the bare minimum of them fucking breathing.
Look, they think they bring the sun, the moon, the mountains, and the rivers.
Hey.
And God gave it to them right in between their legs. And this is the thing, right? Because there's a lot of people running around talking about, well, that's natural. That's biology. Look, there's nothing about the current human condition that's natural. Absolutely nothing. Let's throw that argument out of the window.
So if it's natural, it'll be practiced across the human landscape. So why in societies where women don't even wear full clothes, right? Their breasts might be out, parts of their vaginas might be exposed, the behavior is not repeated in those societies?
Well, my whole point is, and that's a good point, but my whole point is, as human beings, we have developed the frontal lobe and we have executive reasoning. We have the ability to override our basic instincts. Because your basic instincts in some situations is to knock somebody the fuck out.
Yeah.
But you don't do it.
Yeah.
Your basic instinct might be to murder somebody because they pissed you off. But you don't do it. So I don't want to hear this argument about it's against man's nature to turn down pussy. No. No. That's a weak ass fucking argument. If you can't say no to pussy, I would say that you ain't a man.
Dick discipline has to be.
That's exactly what I'm getting at.
At some point.
Look, because that young lady in that clip, she's a nice looking young lady. Looks like she has a nice shape. I don't know. But I can guarantee you she could probably get 90-95% of the men on the planet if she wanted to. And all she got to do is wink and smile at them. Problematic.
She has pretty girl privilege. And she knows it. And she's using it. But who gave her the privilege?
That's why I'm saying that dick discipline and dudes being able to control themselves, the lack of ability to control yourself around a female is problematic. The fact that these dudes can't say no to sex is problematic. The fact that they feel like it's their job to work themselves to the bone for the opportunity to mate with a chick is problematic. All of this shit is problematic. I've said no to more sex than I've gotten. And I feel good about that. Feel totally good about that. I wish that was the same for most men, because honestly, if it was the same for most men, we wouldn't be in a position where dick is devalued the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, here we are. Cause it's like guys are really out here like, man, like, I've never done this before. Ooh, sex. Ooh, vagina. Ooh, 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 ooh. It's like, I mean, you know, vagina is beautiful. Yes, it is. But you have to know how to say no. You have to know how to be able to turn something down. Like, you can't have sex with every girl that want to have sex with you. You have to have dick discipline. A man that has no discipline at all, but mainly dick discipline, you will destroy yourself or you will allow somebody else to destroy you. And you be out here just doing whatever and messing with whoever and not caring and just allowing all kind of ruckus in your life.
I mean, think about the man lack of impulse control that can't say no to sex. The type of man who really just can't turn down, like, sex with you ain't even a special situation.
Like, buddy, you totally emasculated in this situation. You let this woman who can't reproduce half the stuff you do, or can't produce half the stuff you do, emasculate you because you like the way she looks.
And that shit is mind-boggling to me, man. That shit is mind-boggling to me. Like, we supposed to be leaders of the community, right? Pillars of the community. Guardians of the community. The hell kind of guardian are you if the enemy could walk a butt-naked woman by you and fucking slip by you while you focused on her? What kind of guardian is that? That's why half of these, man, don't even get me... man, look, the problem, as I see it, right now, with the manosphere, and this is something that, you know, really needs to be addressed in the manosphere as men are talking to men. We got two problems. One, a utter failure to have any sort of dick discipline. Utter failure to have any sort of ability to say no to sex. And I'm not just talking like most dudes that's got any amount of anything going for them gets offered sex.
Yeah, it's not hard to get sex.
Right, like this shit is not difficult to get sex whatsoever. It's only marginally more difficult than breathing.
I mean, because for a lot of guys, one of the main reasons you not having sex because you don't have no confidence in yourself that you can have sex. Because
right,
and a lot of times, I mean, you might be, your expectations of the women you want might be unrealistic. You might need to bring it down a notch and actually start liking who like you.
Like who like you. Absolutely. But that goes especially true when you have money, though. Like who really likes you. Not like who like your money, but go ahead.
Now, when you got money, you got more options.
You do.
So, but that's when you, like you're saying, you have to be more, more discerning in your actions and how you're going about who you're allowing in your life and the women that you're messing with. So you can't be out here just getting drained dry by somebody. Like, anybody who's cool with draining you dry, they don't give a shit about you.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, who really likes you? Like, I'm not the flyest dude in the world. I don't look the best. I'm not the best at nothing. So I'm like, yo, if I can go out and get sex whenever I want it, if ever I want it, then it sex is not a problem. But it's too many dudes out here who acting like they are just never gonna have sex. So this dick discipline is a huge issue. The other huge issue, why we talking to the men, because this goes hand in hand. How would I guarantee somebody would have a baby with a woman like this.
Somebody already has.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know what kind of mother she is. That's why I said a woman like this, because I'm going to take it to the next step. And she might be a great mother. So I'm not trying to shit on her abilities as a mother. But somebody might have sex with a woman like this, using them for their finances, have a baby by them, and then find out that this woman is the worst mother in the world. And then allow her to continue to raise the baby while they sit back and complain. Those are the two issues I have with men. Lack of dick discipline and the lack of the willingness to make the sacrifices necessary to improve the next generation. As a man, if I have children, all four of my kids live with me. If I have children, I'm gonna be with my kids.
Hey man, that self-love stuff ain't just for these women, man. Like these dudes, like y'all dudes out here really wilding, man. Y'all just out here, she fired. Oh, she touched me. She liked me. You know, like in the TV shows, sitcoms used to watch, the girl like blow a kiss at the dude and he just melt. Man, if you don't get your ass up off the ground.
Yeah, like think about the leverage, right? You so excited that she gave you her phone number. You don't even know if it's real or not. You're just happy you got a number. You run back, tell all your friends, I got a number. What she do? Yeah, girl, I gave her my number. So nonchalant. Go ahead.
These women cool with giving you their number and not ever talking to y'all. Getting somebody's number ain't no achievement no more. Actually talk to them and get to know them. That's an achievement.
Like to me, the achievement is actually like you get excited once you get into the relationship. Now I'm excited. The whole build up to the relationship, that whole filling out process.
And
I'm chilling.
Not just one of the relationships where you're getting used or a situationship, you just happy to be there. A real relationship with y'all uplifting each other. Y'all really taking care of each other. Not bull, man. Like I was saying the other day. So a couple hundred thousand years, mankind been doing this man and woman stuff. But in the last 40 or 50, did we like trip over a glitch in time and just drop all our common sense and just forgot how to relate between men and women? Just like in the last 40, 50 years, just like, oh, I don't know how to talk to you no more. Like what? Like we're actively choosing to be incompetent. We're actively choosing to be in societies where no real unity is, where women hate men and men hate women and everybody's combative. We're choosing to do that. It's not a must have. You can't say, well, times are hard and racism and all this. When racism was worse and times were harder, relationships were better. So what's our excuse? Well, we not taking their stuff no more. Well, we not taking their stuff no more. Well, how about everybody stop being bitches then?
Hey, it seemed to me like technology is a problem. I really think technology is a huge problem.
I think technology exposed the problems.
I would agree with that. But I think the mentalities was different too. Like back then when you made a commitment to be with somebody, it was a real commitment. Nowadays, everybody's chasing sensation. You know, they chasing feelings.
I want that spark, that magical moment.
And look, if you pass 25, 30 years old, you shouldn't be chasing no goddamn spark no more.
Hey man, look, you're not gonna get that Disney Channel shit with me. I don't even like them Disney movies.
Right. Like, if you do get it, great. But it's not my goal to give it to you. Because 9 times out of 10, I ain't got it with you.
Well, I mean, but is that really what folks should be chasing? A magical
No, it's not. That's why shit ain't working.
Or actual real relationship with the real person rather than just some fantasy over, well, they made me feel good or they do good sex stuff to me, or they just look good. Like,
look, man,
you got to be more than that.
Real relationships take real work, and people don't want to do real work. I'm of the opinion that any two people that can communicate with each other and have made a commitment to be together can be together. I think that compatibility thing has been blown way out of proportion. Now, yeah, there are some people you naturally vibe with better than others, but you can't tell me how two people that are willing and able and committed to be in a relationship cannot be in a relationship. You can't explain that to me, because the biggest component to a relationship is communication and compromise.
They'd be like, oh, shoot, we got more than one difference. Oh, we can't be together because we got differences.
Right, right.
Okay.
Motherfuckers be like, he like to have sex on Tuesday, and I like to have sex on Saturday, so we can't be together.
Bitch has sex on Tuesday and Saturday,
bruh. But that's what we running into. Everybody's that Disney shit like that. Look, I'm not saying it's wrong. If you get the feeling, cool. But the feeling can't be the basis for a whole. But somewhere now, along the line, we've forgotten that.
That shit was written into a script. It's not the way you. The way it happened on them, like that's rare. Like meeting somebody and magical sparks. That's rare. Like. You got to get to know folk. You got to build stuff up. It take time. It's cool. It's cool. That's not to say you won't have no great relationship. That's not to say you won't have good sex. That's not to say you can't have be with beautiful people. But don't all the expense of all those should not be your self-worth, your self-respect, your self-image, and you getting drugged through the mud just to say, this is what I experienced. So I'm gonna let you shoot me in my face just to say. I drunk your lemonade. I'm straight.
Now, I do want to say here, we're both well aware of the biological drives for the feeling, the dopamine hit, the addiction that you get when you're in a new relationship. We're both aware of that. That's not what we're talking about, though. That magical feeling, that Disney-like feeling that everybody's chasing, that's something else, all right? But even if you are experiencing the dopamine surge that you get in a new relationship, you should, as a higher level thinker, be able to resist that shit and still see things clearly for what they are.
You have the ability to reason. Use it.
Right. So I don't know, man. Like I got like, but the biggest issue, like I said, with dudes right now and the reason why situations like this keep popping up. It's poor dick control. Dudes act like they ain't never had sex before. If they had, they act like they ain't never gonna get to have sex again. And women are able to capitalize off of men being overly sexualized. Like men see sex everywhere. And that might be because a lot of men aren't having as much sex as they want to have. A lot of it is written into the programming that we consume from the TVs to the this, to the that, to the this. The media is written in everywhere. Look, you need to learn how to control your dick before somebody else controls you through your dick. That's what it boils down to.
An undisciplined man will destroy himself. Point blank, period, and be out here. You think the other person got you out here looking like a fool. But it's all you because you gave them all the ammunition they needed to make you look like a fool, knowing what type of person you was dealing with. When somebody show you who they are, believe them. And if you want to play the fool, that's on you. But don't get mad when shit don't go your way.
And that's so all I do want to issue. I want to issue one challenge.
Go ahead.
I challenge men. The next 3-4 women offer to have sex with you, just say no. The fifth one, fuck her. But the next four. The next four, just say no. And see if you don't survive. Like if you don't survive, then you dead. We learn. But if you wake up the next day still alive, then, hey, it is possible for you to say no and actually remain existing in this plane of existence. And she might call you gay. And if she does, you probably didn't want to be with her anyways.
And say and about that, too. Isn't it funny that a number of women, they want gay best friends or they claim to fight for the LGBTQ community? But as soon as a dude does something undesirable, she calls him gay as a derogatory statement.
There, if we were talking about women, there are a lot of contradictions we could bring up. And there are a lot of discussion points we could bring up.
I just wanted to say that before and leave a cliffhanger. So we catch y'all next time, man. You know.
Yeah.
All right, this piece, freedomtrainradio.com. Check us out. We're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and so many more. subscribe to this YouTube channel, like this video, comment on this video, share. Tell us what you think. Tell us what y'all think about what we talking about in the Blue Jazz situation and the dude and all the other simps in the world. Men, quit the bullshitting. Let's step our game up. Set better precedents.